Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers. This is episode 148. I'm Murray Dahm, the assistant editor of Ancient Warfare, and with me is Jasper Ortage, the editor of the magazine. Now, we are answering questions from our, any questions really, from patrons and non-patrons. But if you want to join us and be a patron, then on Patreon, you can support us at one of three levels. And the highest level gets you a copy of the magazine as well. Now, today's question is, what was the daily life of the Legion like? Lots of L's in that question. Jasper?
Well, Murray, there was a lot to do. There was really a lot to do. I mean, I think there's some academics who've tried to calculate how many Roman soldiers ever got to go on a campaign. The problem is, of course, we don't know how many small campaigns they went on, but the big wars, if you spread them out or if you put them down in a list and see which legions would have been involved and which weren't, then there would have been a lot of Roman soldiers who never got to go on a big campaign and a big battle, but spent their times in or near camp and doing lots of stuff. And there's quite a lot of sources for this. The most important one, of course, is a lot of training. We had a nice article by Philip Matisak in the Corps of the Legion special, I think. But there's a nice quote from Vegetius who describes what they're supposed to do. And I've got it here. And he says, this is, of course, from De Re Militari, they must continually practice maneuvers, have no leaves, be kept busy with roll calls and parades. They are very frequently to be kept occupied for the greater part of the day until the sweat runs off them at throwing their weapons, the movements of arms drill, thrusting and slashing with their imitation swords at the posts. They must also be exercised in running and jumping over ditches. During the summer, they must all be compelled to swim in the sea or in any river that is near their camp. The troops must be made to cut down trees, to march through thickets and broken ground, trim timber, dig ditches, and one party in turn should occupy a site and use their shields to prevent the other party from dislodging them. Thus, the troops, legionaries, auxiliaries, and cavalry will be well exercised and skilled in their camps. I mean, it's kind of obvious that, you know, soldiers have to train, and certainly a professional army has to train to be able to do all his work. And that's definitely one big one. But the Roman army is special in a way, because we have to remember that the Roman Empire, you know, bestrides all of Europe, pretty much, or a very large part of Europe anyway, up until the Rhine and the Danube, Hadrian's Wall into the ancient Near East and North Africa. But there is very little in the way of any like government apparatus. There's governors, and the governors have a small staff and some secretaries and people like that to allow them to write letters back home to the emperor and explain to the emperor what the hell they're doing now. But, you know, there are going to be brigands about, and there's going to be roads and public buildings that have to be built and maintained. And there's going to be stuff that has to be moved from A to B and from B to C. And really the only manpower they have to do all that stuff is the army. So what we see that happens all the time is that governors, you know, if they're in a province where there is a legion, then de facto, they're also the commander of that legion or the legion. If there's more than one legion, then they're in command of the legati, and they will just ask the legion, hey, can you send me some guys to do this? And can you send me some guys to do that? So there's, we have both in the literary sources, somebody like Pliny Younger in his letters, he writes about having to request soldiers to do that kind of stuff, to go out and get supplies from somewhere, or to undertake a building project. And sometimes they were really big building projects, therefore had to involve a very large number of soldiers. But from the few, from some papyri sources, famously from the 20th poem Mare Norum Equitata in Dura Europus, and the Pridianum of the first cohort of Spaniards in Macedonia, we have some idea of this is there's like, you know, roll calls, reports. Where are all these soldiers who are supposed to be in this unit? If we look at how many soldiers are supposed to be in camp at any one time, from these reports, it looks like most of the time, only a fraction of those guys was actually there. I mean, there's one part, almost always, you know, not in a substantial number, are sick, which is one way to spend your daily life. But a very large number are constantly out and about. They're just, you know, they're reported as gathering clothing, gathering horses, taking care of the cattle, gathering food from farms in the area. And again, is there, they might be on a campaign to go after a certain gang of robbers and murderers. Or a local town or village might have requested some soldiers to deal with unrest. They might have been detached to the governor to help him with secretarial duties. They're constantly all over the place and being kept busy that way, which is really interesting. And then we're just, of course, not even looking at very standard military things that they might have to do apart from training. We know that the 3rd Legion, the 3rd Augustan Legion, which was in Lambaesis in what's now Tunisia, they had cohorts spread out. They weren't all, there was a large legionary base, but there were several cohorts spread out throughout the province in smaller forts, you know, perhaps guarding river crossings or other important stations along, you know, caravan routes, or, you know, in northern Europe, they might be in other strategic locations, just guarding stuff, which soldiers have to do. And then there was a lot of stuff that they had to do in the Legion itself. You know, the camp has to be maintained, and there were a lot of stuff has to be repaired. And we have to remember, we've all heard of that before, I'm sure, the immunes, the soldiers who were excused of fatigues, fatigues being, you know, what we might think of as spud bashing, although, of course, no potatoes. But we have a list of all the possible immunes. And again, I'll read it out because I can't remember so many. This is from Tarentanus. He says, the list is surveyors, optio in charge of the hospital, medical technicians, dressers, craftsmen, ditchers, farriers, architects, pilots, shipwrights, ballista makers, glaziers, smiths, arrow makers, coppersmiths, makers of mechanisms of artillery, wagon makers, shinglers, sword cutlers, water engineers, trumpet makers, horn makers, bow makers, plumbers, blacksmiths, masons, lime burners, woodcutters, charcoal burners, butchers, hunters, sacrificial assistants, optio in charge of the workshop, medical assistants, clerks to instruct, clerks of the granaries, clerks in charge of savings, clerks in charge of wills and properties, assistants to adjutants, grooms, tanners, weapon keepers, heralds, and trumpeters. And these guys they're just immunes. So they're not, there's not a special rank otherwise. They probably don't get paid more than anybody else. It just gives you an idea of all the stuff that has to be done on a daily basis to keep the Legion running. And then, of course, we have people like the discens, the teachers, you know, soldiers who teach other soldiers specialist jobs. And it's just a long list, and you can keep going. There's, you know, the soldiers who can read and write and therefore have administrative jobs at headquarters or, again, elsewhere. Have to go trading, have to all the different supply jobs that have to be done. And then there's the involvement of the Roman army as a whole in industry. The Classis Britannica, the fleet in Britain, was involved in iron mining. The Rhine fleet was involved in a stone quarry near what is now Bonn in Germany, possibly because they were well equipped to actually get that stone from A to B. You know, over a river is the easiest way to do it. They might be, there's another legion, I think a legion that is in a mine. There's a famous inscription from North Africa, I think, where a tunnel for an aqueduct is supposed to be built. And I think the legionaries start on one end and another unit starts on the other end. And they're sort of doing a contest and who gets to the middle first. There's just an enormous amount of stuff to be done. Outside of just looking around being pretty with armor on. Standing Rock being pretty, but yeah, that's very important.
That too.
yeah. Just so you know, that is really important. So that's sort of a glimpse of what daily life might involve.
Lots.
Lots, yes.